Life and existence following the five universal order of nature or Panchaniyamas, as explained by the Buddha. According to Lord Buddha, he said, our existential world means our universe. We exist in a conditioned world. So within our conditioned world of life and existence, everything is conditioned arising, or sometimes they call it causal phenomena, because according to the Buddha, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So because of these causes, the phenomena arise. So all conditioned phenomena or causal phenomena, they have this universal characteristics of impermanent, where they arise dependent on condition. Without condition, nothing happens. Everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. And this condition behind, they are the manifestation from the five universal order, Panchaniyamas. These are the nature's law that governs life and existence. So you understand these five nature's order of Panchaniyama, you will understand life. And you know how to abide by this law, you will develop wisdom and good understanding. So right view means having right understanding of these five great law that governs life and existence. And of the five, the first two are scientific law. According to the Buddha, the first two scientific law are called Utu Niyama and Bija Niyama. Utu is physical law of nature. Then Bija is the biological order of nature. So these two aspects, they are scientific law. And the scientists has progressed so fast is because they have penetrated these two laws. That's the reason why you look at our planet, our civilization over the past 5,000 over years of recorded civilization, means our present civilization. We will come to realize one very important point. Not until the last 40 to 50 years, we are actually still very primitive, or very lacking in our understanding of science. That's the reason why the past 5,000 over years, we didn't really progress much. Until the last 40 to 50 years, especially after World War II. Because scientists has progressed, we have penetrated the understanding of science, especially these first two laws, physical law of nature and biological order of nature. We were able to make use of all this understanding of the nature's law to develop a lot of very innovative finding that helps us to progress very, very fast. We have breakthrough many aspects of life. In the early years, when we started, life were very simple. Then we have food problem. Then human being develop penetrative understanding of the biological order and agricultural understanding. That's how we started with the agriculture revolution. Then with the agriculture revolution, we don't have food problem. Then after that, we realize we have job problem, not enough job, not enough activity. That's how Industrial Revolution come about. We progress further to the Industrial Revolution. We have industries. We have a lot of this understanding of how to develop the industries to help provide job for humanity and also manufacture things that we need. But there are certain things that we actually don't need. like weapon and all those things, but they go into it because of industrial revolution. Then after these two, we realized we had enough food, we have enough job, but then things were very slow. That's how we come out with the technological revolution, where technology comes into being. The IT technology, the IT transformation, so that things can be done faster, information technology. That's how banking data transform the way we do things. E-commerce, online banking, and all the other aspects of artificial intelligence. The IT revolution has actually transformed us very, very extensively. That's the reason why our human civilization progressed so fast, evolution. So because of the physical law of nature and the biological law of nature, the scientists were able to progress by leaps and bounds over the last 40, 50 years. Our aeronautical technology, flight technology, space technology, satellite technology, including a lot of our various types of scientific discovery that leads to the biological, genetic engineering, etc. Yeah. Biological not only breakthrough in the physical aspect of civilization, we are able to go into the biological order where all of biological things obey this law. Like our human life, then all of plants, animals, fish, or whatever that exists that has this organic formation within, and they follow biological law like genetic engineering, DNA, and all those things. So scientists, after they had developed understanding of these two laws, they progress very fast. They develop a lot of great progress, and this has helped humanity in many ways, to have better life, to have better understanding of nature and life. But at the same time, because of their lack of complete understanding, it created another aspect of problem to us, pollution problem. Pollution that give rise to pandemic and other things, and adverse effect on our environment, on our water system, air we breathe. So all this we need to really develop understanding and improve. Unless humanity do that, our world will suffer. But the next three laws are more important. They are spiritual law, and the Buddha is an expert in these three spiritual law. First is the law of karma, karma niyama, followed by the law of mind, citta niyama, then the law of truth, dhamma niyama. So these three spiritual law, they are equally powerful, and because Lord Buddha, Sakyamuni Buddha, after his full enlightenment, he realized and understand completely what these three spiritual laws are. That's the reason why he, like the scientists, developed great spiritual understanding of the spiritual field. And because of that, he was able to come up with this very unique teaching, the Buddha Dhamma. The essence of his teaching is the Four Noble Truth that can explain to us the secret of life, all of the mundane and supramundane aspect of life. He summarized them all into just this four Noble Truth, which is the essence of his teaching. And you understand this Four Noble Truths, you will become noble ones or enlightened ones. That is the uniqueness of this teaching. That's the reason why he called it Noble Truth, not even the word Ultimate Truth or Universal Truth. There is no comparison. Okay, I'll read the short note, then maybe you can develop better understanding. So these five universal order of nature, they are Uttu-niyama, Bija-niyama, Kama-niyama, Chitta-niyama, and Dhamma-niyama. Hence, they exhibit the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, and anatta nature or non-self and empty nature. The first two are scientific law. Nature's physical law, Uttu-niyama, and nature's biological order, Bija-niyama. And the next three are nature's spiritual law, namely Kama-niyama, law of karma, Chitta-niyama, law of mind, and Dhamma-niyama, law of Dhamma or truth, as taught by the Buddha. Understanding this five universal order or law implies having right view with regards to life and existence. And this right view will enable one to have great understanding and wisdom of our existential world. Understanding Chitta-niyama will also enable us to understand how our mind functions following the dwelling or law of dependent origination, the teacher Samuppada, as taught by the Buddha.